In this bulletin, the former government accused of trying to subvert democracy with an Election Day asylum seeker boat stunt. The United States providing more aid to Ukraine. And an Australian javelin thrower snares gold at the World Athletics Championships. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Home Affairs Minister has accused the previous government of trying to subvert democracy by pressuring authorities to release information about the arrival of an asylum seeker boat on Election Day. Claire O'Neill has described the sequence of events detailed in a Home Affairs Department report into the affair as profoundly disgraceful.
And the former government need to hang their heads in shame and come forward and apologise and explain why it is that they chose to compromise the work of Defence Force officials in this disgraceful way.
The report found a statement on the boat interception was issued after Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews repeatedly pressured officials to make the information public. But Ms Andrews denies this and says she was simply reflecting the wishes of the former Prime Minister Scott Morrison to issue a statement. The Federal Opposition says the Albanese government has been caught out on the threat posed by Indonesia's foot-and-mouth disease outbreak. It follows Agriculture Minister Murray Watt's announcement of more powers for biosecurity officers to screen returned travellers at international airports. Travellers will be directed to comply with biosecurity measures, including removing footwear, walking over sanitation mats, and questioning from officers. But the opposition says the government has been flat-footed in its response, given authorities have known about the outbreak since May. Viral fragments of the disease were detected in pork products at a Melbourne retailer this week. A new round of multilingual students are set to form part of the New South Wales government's interpreting ranks. The government is hoping that more than 40 graduates of the interpreting scholarship program will be able to fill a significant gap in interpreting services for a range of key languages. One of the recent graduates, Lydia Chalita Amor, speaks Thai and arrived in Australia when she was 14. She says she was drawn to interpreting as a skill since she understands firsthand the importance of accessible communication.
You wouldn't believe it. Language is so important because even accessing information, you know, they need to go to a doctor, they need to go to a specialist. They don't even, you know, there's so much information out there accessing government services. Sometimes the community don't even know where to start. And if you don't have the right tools, such as to be able to speak English, you don't really know how to navigate the system. And even when you find the pit stop that you're trying to get to, trying to liaise with the different parties in the different organisation, that's another barrier.
The United States is sending an additional $389 million in security assistance to Ukraine. The package will include additional medium-range rocket systems and tactical drones, which have proven essential in Ukraine's fight against Russia. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it forms part of the United States' ongoing military and economic support for Ukraine.
The president's been clear that we're going to continue to support the government of Ukraine and its people for as long as it takes. The announcement, it comes to $270 million worth of additional security assistance. Just to break that down for you, about $100 million is for the USAI Phoenix Ghost, and then the rest of it, about $175 or so, is for the drawdown package.
To sport, and javelin thrower Kelsey Lee Barber has joined runner Kathy Freeman as the only two Australian athletes to defend a World Athletics title. Barber threw a third-round throw of 66.91 metres at the World Athletics Championships in Eugene, Oregon. 30-year-old now has medals at each of her past three major championships, following her world gold at Doha in 2019 and her bronze at last year's Tokyo Olympics. The Victorian's winning throw at Eugene was more than 2.5 metres longer than American Kara Winger's silver medal effort of 64.05 metres. With 2 days of the competition remaining, Australia now has 3 medals, 2 gold and a bronze. I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's the latest SBS News.